To understand this story, I have to take you way up north to a Catholic mission radio station in Nome, Alaska.
KNOM, Music Time Machine. Going back to the 1960s and the 1970s. Yours for Western Alaska. K-N-O-M.
The Catholic Church started to send Jesuit missionaries to Alaska more than 80 years before K-N-O-M first went on the air.
We're going to start it off with four Jacks and a Jill and Master Jack. It's a lot of Jacks.
A Jesuit founded K-N-O-M in 1971. His name, James Elwood Poole.
The radio station is a ministry, and it's also an educational vehicle to try to bring across to the people ideas that will help them help themselves to move forward in what is a pretty difficult situation up here of one culture that has been overtaken and kind of swamped by another culture. So we're in there trying to help them hold the gap.
Old photos show Poole in dark-rimmed glasses, and he's always got a wide smile. For more than three decades, Poole was a priest in remote native villages in western Alaska. He first went north in 1956, and his crowning career achievement? It was probably KNOM. He spent years delivering Christian messages from the station's studio pulpit.
You know, it's not a disgrace to make mistakes and fall. All men and women, old and young, do just that. But after falling, just to lay there and cry, that is a mistake. Rise, start over. This time, make it.
Father Poole's own mistakes became public in the early 2000s. He was accused of sexually abusing children and young women for decades in western Alaska. According to the Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks, at least 19 reports of abuse were made against Poole. Among them is an Alaska Native woman, Elsie Boudreau. She says Poole molested and abused her as a child.
I grew up Catholic, and I loved everything about being Catholic. I was a devout Catholic. I went to a Catholic high school, Catholic college. The village I grew up in is Catholic, and I grew up believing almost like I was more Catholic than I was Yupik.
Another Alaska Native woman says Poole got her pregnant when she was a teenager. According to church documents and other records, Poole convinced her to have an abortion. Court documents also show he convinced his victim to accuse her own father of rape. Her father went to prison, and James Poole, he never admitted to having sex with anyone. But under oath, he said he engaged in other sex acts with women for years.
Father, you knew it was wrong for other people to be doing the types of sexual acts that you were doing with these young women, correct?
Correct.
Elsie Boudreau filed a civil lawsuit against Poole in the Regional Order of the Jesuits in 2003. In a 2005 deposition, Boudreau's attorney questioned Poole.
Why didn't you think it was wrong for you?
I thought I was bringing love into the life of other persons.
By engaging in sexual acts with them?
By being intimate.
And what's your definition of intimacy?
Everything short of intercourse.
In 2005, Boudreau settled her case for $1 million.
The statute of limitations had run. It was a civil lawsuit. There were no options at that point of any criminal proceedings.
But even still, why settle, you know, rather than get a full-on admission of guilt or attempt to get an admission of guilt from the Catholic Church?
That's a really good question, because when they settle, you know, they put in there in their wording that there's no admission of guilt.
Poole admitted under oath that he did abuse Elsie Boudreau. According to church documents, Jesuit leadership knew for decades about Poole and the crimes of many other priests in remote Alaska Native villages and on Native American reservations in the Northwest. A letter written in 1960 by another Jesuit priest raises questions about how Poole behaved as headmaster of an all-girls school outside a remote Alaska Native village.
Some people have come to the conclusion that Father Poole has a fixation on sex, an obsession, some sort of mental aberration that makes him see sex everywhere. Some think that maybe he is projecting outwardly what is eating him inwardly.
That letter was written 8 years before Elsie Boudreau was even born. In Alaska alone, there are at least 300 known victims of clergy sex abuse, according to the Catholic Diocese of Fairbanks. That diocese published a list of 46 known perpetrators. The majority are Jesuits accused of sexual abuse.
We were like the sheep, and they're the shepherd, and they're not responding to their flock in a responsible way.
After Boudreau came forward, so did other Native victims from all over the Oregon province of the Jesuits. That region includes Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. There were so many cases filed against the Jesuits that leadership in the Oregon province filed for bankruptcy. They settled in 2011 for $166 million, the third largest settlement in Catholic Church history. And the priests at the heart of these lawsuits? It took some digging through the official Catholic directory to find them. They're listed among all the other monks, nuns, and priests in the United States. The directory is a giant maroon book with 2,000 thin pages covered in tiny print. I found these books in the library at Gonzaga University in downtown Spokane.
And then turning to Spokane Diocese.
Eventually, I discovered that accused Jesuit priests used this library, too. I cross-referenced the names I found in the directory with a list of names of accused priests released this month by the Jesuit order. I found at least 20 accused priests lived at a church-owned retirement home at Gonzaga as far back as 1986. Among them is James Poole. The home is known as the Cardinal Bea House.
Well, then let's knock. Ring the bell.
And I went there to find out more.
What brings you to our humble home?
Well, we are curious about your humble home.
Come on in.
Okay, cool, thanks.